This is John's Gem, number 121, based on the book of Revelation, chapter 1, and the first three verses. It's all about the setting for these gems. Did you think we were finished with John's gems? No. We may have to cheat slightly by turning to the writings of what is probably another John to get the joys of the book of Revelation. But let us do that. I say a different John because his writings look and sound so different from the writings of the John of the Gospel and the three letters. The difference is obvious even in the English translation, and it is even more obvious in the original Greek. But it is a wonderful book, full of gems. So here goes. Before we can get to the gems, though, we need to look at some of the gold and silver settings first. I will be trying to talk about his gems without getting caught up in any of the many different and sometimes antagonistic schemes of interpretation that have been developed over the years. Particularly, I will avoid, like the plague, all the many schemes that think the book is a detailed prophecy of what is happening in our day, which tend to make it meaningless for all the years up till very recently. John was writing in a way that was perfectly meaningful for those for whom he was writing. Since he talks about how people, some of the few who could read fluently, were to read the book to those who could not, I will call them his reader listeners. The trouble with this book in our very literal scientific age is that people are very slow to realize that it mainly consists of word pictures. Ordinary pictures don't make much sense if you try to describe them in words. They need to be seen to give their full value. Much the same is true of word pictures. Some people try to turn them into ordinary pictures, but you end up with some funny things, like a figure with a sword coming out of his mouth without having any difficulty speaking. So, what do these first three verses say to form a gem? The whole book is given from the Lord God to John, but not directly. It comes to him first through Jesus, who passes it on to an angel, who in turn passes it on to John. He does not explain why or how. Probably much of it was in the form of a vision, which we might call a succession of dreams. John has taken these, applied his consecrated mind to them, and come up with this long series of visions, passing on ideas of how Christians are to live in the largely antagonistic world of the late first century. John probably wrote during the reign of the Emperor Domitian, who was responsible for the second harsh persecution of Christians. Your reaction to these statements will depend on where you live and what your society and culture are like. If you live in a Western country, you'll be likely to view a book based on visions with considerable suspicion. If you live in many other parts of the world, you will be inclined to like the idea and accept them as thoroughly valid. I cannot direct your thinking. May the good Lord incline your heart to learn many truths about Jesus from these pages and my scribbling.